Hey, man.
Wow, it's much worse than I thought it
you
was.
You didn't... I usually don't comment on your personal appearance, but when you walked in tonight...
Dude, I have got some serious Wolverine business happening.
You said you had a bad hair day, and you were leaning into it, and you didn't realize how bad it was?
No.
Okay, well, I mean, it's too late now. We've all seen it.
That's fine.
I mean, it's...
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard!
As hard as the sun!
It's a gas giant.
It's real hard, probably, right, to get through?
Said, dropping in from the skies, cough. It's almost a year pog champ.
Dropping in from the skies, cough. Dropping in from the skies.
What do you think? What do we think cough is supposed to be? Tough. Cap, though. Dropping in from the skies, though. It's almost a year.
Dough?
Dough?
Yeah.
Dropping in from the skies, dope.
Dope. I don't know.
I don't know either. But Menace, thank you for 11 months of subs. Almost a year.
It's almost a year. It's almost a year.
Oh, drop it in from... What's the dropping in from the skies?
Dude, man, you got me.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm just trying to understand. That's all I'm doing. But thank you for the resub, Menace. Appreciate it. Kicking Taylor off that latest sub. Get her name off there.
Get it.
She is not worthy. No, he's a bush. He just put a bush.
Yeah, okay. I would like to be a bush.
Is he saying that he's high? Is that what he's saying?
A bush.
Is the bush? No, like the bush being like the kush. Like, is dropping in from the skies?
From my bush, please.
Is that a weed term?
High, yeah. He's high, so he's dropping down.
Oh.
And then cough. It's like,
yeah. I get the cough if it's weed related. Yeah.
Well, that would make more sense.
Dropping in from the skies.
That's illegal in New York, Menace.
No, not medicinally, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they smoke it so much, it can't be legal.
Oh, yeah, you could buy that on the streets.
There's people getting beheaded people in New York, dude. Like, let them smoke their weed.
Any pot, man?
It's like cops being like, you've got pot.
Last time I was there, I really wanted to try to just find some, but I'm done with all that.
You probably get pot in Times Square, right?
I'm done with all that nonsense.
It is. It's totally illegal.
I would run into that one cop.
Like, I'll take a page out of your playbook, what you do, but allegedly... Menace and Plotido smoke weed in full view of cameras every stream they do.
Yeah, there's no proof that that's weed.
There's no proof that they're them.
That's a great point.
Because I said allegedly.
Also, cameras can be augmented now. Video footage is not what it once was.
He might be smoking a stick.
He could always permanent Snapchat filter on.
Yeah, like if I gave Colby 5 minutes advance notice and I did this, he could put a joint in there for me, but we just didn't plan on it beforehand, but he could have though.
I still can roll.
Because he already made it for Menace, who is the only person I care about because he's part of the Raptor Teeth Network. Plotido can get locked up. I don't care.
Yeah, man.
Lock him up. Did he just sub for 11 months?
No.
Lock him up.
Whatever happened
Don't
to him.
Try to fix it. It's better. Never mind. I take everything back.
Dude,
it's better.
It's so long now.
What is going on?
It's not long enough
Why
to slick
is
back.
It able to do this?
Well, because I have gel in it. Okay. It's just bad gel. And so, like, I did have it all, like, messy tossed when I got in the car.
Okay.
Then when I got out of the car, there's a thing called wind.
Yes.
And,
it's prevalent here. It is currently, well, actually, I can't see it here. Let me look here. What's the current wind speed? 10 degrees east-northeast.
What? I mean, what?
Yeah, look at that. See, 10 degrees.
You have the wind speed on there?
Yeah, man, I care about wind.
I need to get... I need to get the new fucking Apple Watch. You can do a whole lot more than mine.
Yeah, dude.
Not worth it.
It's pretty awesome.
It's not worth it.
It's pretty awesome, dude.
I'm sure, but...
Which one do you have?
The one.
Yeah, it's a pretty big upgrade from that one. A
little bit.
Because Chris upgraded from the one to the four, so... She
I
said
feel
it's
like I could
way
do a
different.
Little bit more, but...
Night and day.
I mean, yeah... I don't use it for anything other than notifications.
Yeah.
And maybe the weather.
Yeah.
Because everything else is too slow to run on it.
Yeah,
is that fast?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what do you do on it?
Oh, lick my taint. Yeah, it's fast.
Yeah, what do you do on it?
Me?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Like, give me an example.
Don't...
Like,
oh, I don't know. Text.
Like, text. Is that fast?
Go to your activity.
Like, here's Colby right here. Like, you suck. Said yes, suck. Probably because I said yeah, but you know, point stands. Go activity. You hit this activity, and there it is. Yeah. Oh, Oh, let's look at Colby. Oh, 0 out of 590, 0% today.
I didn't charge it last night. It was sitting at home. Wow,
what a scrub lord, dude.
I also did nothing today. I literally moved, like, to go to the bathroom. That was about it.
Yeah, Chris and I went and got him on Sunday because it helps me with my anxiety. Because about one day out of the – I would say one day every 2 weeks, I just have a full-blown 24-hour panic attack, and I think that I'm having a heart attack the entire day.
Why?
So it's just peace of mind for me to hit this button and then hit – it. No, not that button. Where's the other red one? Where's the red heart at? This one right here. And then you can see that, like, I'm not dying. It's just – I'm fine. Very normal. You know?
You can also try that breathe application.
I have done that before.
And then just follow the haptics, man.
That actually raises my heart rate.
Really?
Yeah, because I think about it. Yeah.
I have to hold it. This hurts.
No, it's just because I've been... What happens to me...
It's too long. I need to breathe.
What kills my anxiety is knowing that I have it. Like, when I lay in bed and I start hearing my own heart, I start freaking out.
That's a weird thing.
It is weird, dude. I just, like, that's I gotta not think about it. And breathe makes me go, oh, I'm breathing because I'm stressed. Stress means I'm anxious. I'm gonna die. Like, it goes from 0 to 60 real quick. Yeah. So, like, I just don't even breathe.
Well, you're weird, bro.
Just at all. I've stopped breathing.
Oh, you're the Night King now.
Yeah, man. I'm the Night King, yeah. Well, sounds he's not good. Breathing either. I mean, did he breathe before he died? Spoiler. What's the, why is
like
this?
Like a fucking shark.
Dude, you could get me, dude. What's the statute of limitations on Game of Thrones? Like 24 hours, right?
Oh, yeah.
So why is Endgame like 3 weeks?
What do you mean?
Like, I mean, for us it doesn't apply here, but like in real life, okay? Like I'll use my chat for example. I'm saying no spoilers on Endgame until next Monday. So this entire week, no spoilers. I gave everybody an entire week.
That's enough time.
Right, but Game of Thrones we talked about Monday.
Yeah.
Why? What's the difference?
Well, one... You could buy an HBO subscription immediately.
Okay. You can't. So you don't have to leave tickets. Your house to watch it?
And yeah, you couldn't. You in some areas, like New York, I bet you it's hard to get fucking tickets.
Dude, there's a theater every 6 seconds.
You don't know that.
Minna says it cost him $22 to see Endgame.
To see Game of Thrones.
No, he said it didn't cost me $22 to see Game of Thrones. That's it. That's why Endgame's different. But he still saw it.
It cost you $15.
Like, I don't know.
If you did it.
Yeah, I mean, if you paid for it, it did cost you $15. But technically over a 4-month span, so really, it's only like $2.50 an episode. Mm. Dude, how is that beer good, man? You look like a video game character right now who's like chugging a potion to restore the vitality. That's what I feel. Hold on, I gotta restore my life essence. Oh, God, yes. Oh, okay, back to being able to exist in this world. You okay, man?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
You look tired.
No, I'm fine.
You look sleepy.
I'm great.
You look not great.
I'm 3 beers deep already, man. Man. Let's rock and roll here. That's not as much as it used to
be. You been sleeping though. Okay, man?
No.
You don't look healthy today. I gotta be honest. And it's not even the hair.
It's the hair.
It's not the hair. Like, cover up the hair. You still look a little tired. Well, I don't know. You look a little better.
It's the hair.
It's the hair. It's 100%. It's 100%. You look like a hobo.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. That's actually hysterical. I didn't really see it, but yeah, it's the hair. It's the hair. I didn't close the window back there again, man.
Dude, you never do. I don't get why you think you do all the time. Am I a unicorn?
Yeah, just distract him with your hair.
Can I make myself a unicorn? I remember trying to do this when I was, like, probably 10 years old, and I'm just now doing the exact same thing at 25, so I have grown significantly.
Trying to make a unicorn horn of your hair?
Well, I tried. It's not kind of like a 3-prong horn.
Yeah. I mean, if you had some new product, you had fresh product, you could probably make a pretty great horn.
Yeah.
I could probably make a
pretty
great horn.
Never did a mohawk, but I did a faux hawk for a good long while.
I'm just getting the hair banana. That's what's happening to me, man.
Dude, your hair banana is sexy. Just roll with it.
That's the worst. Did you ever do a mohawk, man?
No. I did a faux hawk. I never did a mohawk. I could right now, though. Look
you
at
did
this.
Do a faux hawk.
Look at this beak.
You were like 17 with the faux hawk, right?
Yeah.
But that was like when faux hawks were big.
Yeah, man. They were the shit. It was all Dane Cook.
And who? There was a couple bands, too. There was like one really big band. I don't remember their name.
Good Charlotte, Simple Plan.
Okay, maybe there was several bands. Yeah, there was.
Sum 41.
I did all the faux hawks. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Colby's never shaved his head. We did that experiment last week.
I've definitely shaved my head.
Yeah, my sister texted me on like... Tuesday, and she's like, I just saw your bald picture, and I almost spit out my water in horror. And I was like, yeah.
Would have been better if it actually worked, but...
I don't think it would have.
It would have been slightly better.
I think it would have did just like...
It basically gave you like a unibrow. Above
it also it also removed my hair.
Well,
yeah, I don't know.
You could live through that.
Just pick a celebrity. If you could pick a celebrity to copy, man, who would you pick?
To copy?
Yeah, style-wise. Who's your favorite celebrity?
The guy who played Sean... I'm bringing this up because I just started to rewatch this, literally episode one last night. Sean from Boy Meets World. When he got older,
good God,
into college,
okay.
He had like that, like the, you know, the 5 o'clock.
Oh, I know what
shadow,
you're talking about.
Like,
yeah, he's the bad
situation.
Boy look.
And he's got that slick back hair.
You know,
shit.
He's in the new Boy Meets World, the Girl
yeah.
Meets World.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's in it.
Yeah, no, he's done nothing. Corey's basically done nothing.
I don't know why we don't
hear
about it.
Eric is the fucking voice of Star-Lord in some goddamn Disney cartoon.
Those people are all richer than Jesus, right?
I mean, you would think.
Right? Like, how come we never hear about them when we're, like, talk to, like, mix of friends?
Didn't Topanga
like, someone
go
was
and
making
do some
money.
Stuff?
Danielle Fishel is a notorious biatch, from what I hear.
Mm.
She is, like, you know how Christian Bale is a notorious biatch? She's like him, apparently. She's, like, a huge diva, and, like, she's impossible to work with. She thinks
well,
she's the best.
Grew up with it, so maybe.
I mean,
kind of poses a case. It's either you're normal or you're not.
It's true. She's apparently
the, she's
not normal.
Not, yeah.
But it is a... no, I'm not going to say that. I'd be misogynist. I can't say that.
All right. Well, moving on.
Yeah.
Let's get into it because we haven't talked about it since it happened. Game of fucking Thrones, man.
Sucked. End of discussion.
It was bad.
Here's the thing, okay? My chat is how I'm barometering people's opinions of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Half of them say it was one of the best episodes I've
yep.
ever seen. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like Kay from Kay and Drew, she said it was great. She loved every second of it. Taco Truck said it was his favorite episode of Game of Thrones in the series. So
okay.
I banned him from chat.
Probably smart.
You just can't have those opinions.
That's what Britt says, though.
The best episode in the entire series? Had to do it, man. She had to be banned.
Yeah, man.
Sorry. But yeah, I mean, it's...
It's real bad.
Yeah.
No, one thing, you know why it's bad?
Why?
And you could just leave it with this one statement.
Okay. No dragons.
No. Oh. It divided the fan base.
It's,
You tell me one person who didn't like Endgame. You tell me one fucking person.
No one. There, yeah. I know people that have complaints. Like people who didn't.
Well, there are some complaints
people that
to be had.
Weren't flawless, yeah.
But there's
everyone
no
loved it.
Deciding, there's no questioning that last fucking battle is the best goddamn superhero battle that's ever been done, ever on film, ever.
Yeah. Also, probably the best time travel sequence ever done.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I would say so. But
anywho,
yeah.
Guess what? No fan base split at all. It's either it was fine and good,
yes,
or it was the best fucking thing you've ever seen. Not, it was the best episode, and it was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yes. There's no, like, I don't know. I am...
Star Wars.
It is. It's like
it's Star Wars.
It's hard for me to say it was the worst episode ever, because I don't remember other episodes very well.
Oh, there have definitely been worse episodes.
There had to have been.
Anything with the fucking Red Sparrow or whatever, the High Sparrow.
Oh, yeah, he's awful.
Anything with that was, I would rather
what
watch this.
What about the Dorne parts?
Than that.
Those are notoriously bad, right?
I would rather watch this than that. This is not the worst episode of Game of Thrones, but it is bad.
It's not better than Hard Home.
No.
It's not better than Battle of the Bastards.
No.
It's not better than that one where they're on the Blackwater. Battle of the Blackwater.
Yeah, it's a little better than that.
Is it? Okay.
I would say so. Because, I mean, the spectacle of the big explosion of Blackwater, that's super cool. But the battling part,
I think,
not good.
I honestly think it comes down to this, and I don't want you to be insulted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I think the uber Game of Thrones nerds, they all loved it.
Okay.
I think... The regular people.
I don't think so.
I think the us regular people who just like rawr, dragon stab, titty, yeah. I think we disliked it.
Well, I mean, you got to determine who you mean by that, the nerd. Because if you mean book nerd, you're wrong.
No, I don't mean book nerd.
Okay.
Okay?
I would say most of the book nerds don't like it. Also don't like these last three seasons.
I think, like, Taylor Veach.
anime titties.
Taylor Veach. She just said, in all caps, it was the best thing I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Best thing she's ever seen. And she's seen me naked. I tried to think of something else. Nothing came out.
That one's not.
I tried to think of something else. Anyway. Huge nerd. Huge nerd. Books and movies. She has incorrect opinions.
Yeah, she likes Sansa.
That's a bad opinion, but we could let that one fly. Okay?
No. She doesn't like Marvel.
Well, I don't know if she doesn't like Marvel as much as she, like, doesn't watch it.
That's even worse.
That might be worse. No, I don't know if it is
That's
worse.
Even worse.
I don't know if it is worse.
Yeah. Like, you can have your opinion, that's fine, but if you just have no opinion on it, that's worse.
See, she says she likes Marvel just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not in all caps. Mm-hmm. You know? She's a huge nerd, okay? Taco Truck, huge nerd. K and Drew, huge nerd. I'm just going based off what I've said. Like, when I start being like, they didn't give the Night King any character development. All he did was march angrily for 8 seasons and then die.
Yeah.
They'll all be like, his character development was invented by the Children of the Forest, and they wrote a 14-page letter to the ravens who came down, and they all took the tops off, and they had sex with the garter snakes of the lawn, and he came out, and the Night King's motivations were plain and clear. And I'm just like, okay.
The Night King is never seen.
You're going to get into trouble, Taylor.
In the book.
Taylor, just don't even type, okay? Taylor, let me save you some time, okay?
But he's never seen.
Just type this. Wrong, comma, rebuttal. Just type those things. And then we'll just believe it to be true. Because don't fight with him. And I have come to the understanding, Taylor, based off people in my chat who have yelled at me these facts. I know nothing. So, see? Wrong rebuttal. See? You're wrong. Because you're not a big enough nerd.
Okay.
That's what I'm noticing. I feel like we're too small-brained about Game of Thrones to understand why it was good. Because we're just like, why didn't they use dragons the whole time? Where everyone else that understood all the stuff that happened and with the stuff, you know, they're all satisfied. Best one they've ever seen. I don't get it. I'll tell you one thing, the internet doesn't like it. My Free Folk subreddit, where they put all the spoilers and they're big on Game of Thrones, they're not very happy with it. So I don't think we're alone, but there are people out there who really like it. I just
It divided the fan base.
I don't know if it divided the fan base.
It did.
I think that there are fan people out there, the fanboys of the Game of Thrones, the Taylors, that just love it because they love Game of Thrones and they're happy with any story they get because I think they're used to Game of Thrones. I think it's very Game of Thronesy to just YOLO it. You want to see some memes?
I don't care.
About this meme right here, man. This, one of the biggest problems with the show. This is a color spectrum average of the predominant color during the episode. It's very black. Don't know if you noticed, but most of it's black.
It is mostly black.
It's mostly black. It's black. Huge problem.
Yeah, you couldn't.
And
see.
This isn't a meme. This is real life. Like, I read a comment that said, the night is dark and full of terror. And then someone replied and said, correction is full of splotches. Because you couldn't see anything, but occasionally there were some splotches. That's what our experience was.
Yeah.
A lot of splotchiness. Okay?
It's worse on my projector. It's horribly dark.
I'll skip this one. I want to talk about this one. Okay. How about this one, man? How to fix the battle. Okay? Undead army up the front.
Yep.
Dothraki cavalry first, then the siege engines, then the infantry, okay, the Unsullied, and then the trench.
That's how it is.
Okay. How do you solve this problem? What you do is you turn it upside down, and you put the trench first, and then the infantry, then your siege engine, and then the Dothraki horde.
Yeah.
What about that?
That was very poor battle planning.
Yeah. What'd you think, Acid? What'd you think? Yeah.
It's fucking shit, man. Logic goes completely out the window some fucking scenes.
This is just one of my favorite meme templates of all time. You've seen this meme template before, right?
Mm.
It's one of my favorite, because look at how freaking happy that golden retriever is. Next to that demon beast, okay? Like, look at that. White's fighting the extras. Ravenous, killer werewolf people. And then White's fighting the main characters. Nice little golden.
Also, the main characters that we've seen for probably each character individually, probably 2 seconds. Like, when David and D&D dickhead and dumb shit were fucking talking after the episode.
Yeah.
They were like, it was really hard to balance, you know, the 20 characters into one episode. You didn't balance it at all. You literally did not balance shit. You had 5.
Well, there was...
You had 5, 6. You had 6.
I feel like they all
sorry,
got
5.
15 seconds of screen time.
I'm going
time.
5. John, Arya... The Hound.
Brienne.
Not her.
Okay. Sam.
No, sorry. John. Arya. Tormund. No, not that one. The other one. Jorah. Jorah. Jorah.
Hanzo.
Goliath. I don't know.
Gungan.
I don't know, man.
I don't know where you were going with that. You flamed
it's just,
out hard.
It's just, there are more than I thought, but okay, like Jamie. Jamie, you got nothing.
Well, you got a lot of this.
He didn't say one word. Yeah. Brienne barely said one word.
No, you got
word.
A lot of this.
Tormund did not say a word. Pod didn't say a word. Tyrion didn't say a word. Sansa didn't say a word.
No, Tyrion said a couple words. He had, I think, 3 lines. Sansa said too much, in my opinion. Because the fact that she's on screen is a waste of my life.
Dude, I thought she was going to die. What she did?
No, there's no way... We have offended God way too much to get a Sansa death.
Yeah.
He won't do it for us, okay?
Well, no, the
we should be lucky we got Endgame, to be honest.
Dip, dong, and Dinglebutt. They can't.
Dip, dong, and
they
Dinglebutt.
They pussied out. That would have been Game of Thronesy. Just kill those fuckers.
Did he, though? Or is that what George R. R. Martin says? Here's what...
I don't
okay,
give
I have
a
two
shit.
Major problems, and I've summed them up after millions of debates with fans, okay? And my famous fans, okay? Here's what it is. It means the 5 people have talked to my chat. Here's what it's come up to. The dragons disappeared for an extended period of time for plot reasons, drove me insane.
Yeah.
And number 2, I'm really mad that Cersei is the final boss of the series.
Me too.
That's what I'm mad about. Those 2 things anger me because I've talked about it a million times on this show that I don't care about the politics of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, but that's the split in the fan base.
Because
I think half care about the whites and half care about the politics.
Well, I think the whole show... It, from my perspective, has been about the war is coming, the White Walkers are coming to bring new
I
winner.
Heard this thing, the show's called Game of Thrones, and the Game of Thrones is not dealing with the White Walkers,
but the books aren't
that name based off of one book.
Yes,
where in the main book that they took most of the story from is called A Song of Ice and Fire, which is clearly whites versus the living people.
Yes.
It's just fucking dumb.
Or
man.
Is it a song of Jon Snow and Daenerys?
Incest.
I mean, is that what it is?
That's what it is.
I know, Taylor. And you
definitely not, because he ain't ice.
He was up until...
He ain't ice.
Almost the end. You know, it's a twist.
You know who's ice?
Vanilla.
A dead person.
Oh, yeah.
Tea.
Taylor, you have typed Cube. That in chat before. Game of Thrones is all about the politics. You have typed that exact sentence in before when I was complaining that I don't care about
Hold
the
on.
Politics.
All right. Taylor?
And you were right, and I was wrong. But that doesn't mean I'm not disappointed.
I'm going to give you my positives, because I do have some.
Okay, let's hear them.
About the episode.
All right.
Whenever that fucking The Night King theme song starts at the end.
Yeah, from everyone loves the music.
Until the end, where Arya stabs him, that's perfect. Have no complaints about that. Minus Theon being a dumbass, just kind of running.
What about Bran?
Also, okay, I heard this too. Bran let Theon die. Like, he sent him to his death. He could have been like, hey, man, just stay here for, like, another minute, and Arya will come up and stab this guy.
What about this meme? Bran, could you help us out? And then Bran says, he just stares, and then Theon goes, I mean, with anything? Because he's just sitting there. And then Bran says, I'm a cripple in a wheelchair. What could I do? Stand in the way? Topple. Then Theon just stares at him, and then he says, also I'm busy. Theon says, with what? And then Bran wargs, and then we fade into the beginning of Skyrim.
Oh my god,
what about that one, man?
That's so dumb.
what about that one, man? You like that?
All right. I like the end.
Yes.
Some of the shots, when I could see them, were paintings. They were really good. Like right when the dragons came up of the clouds, that's a great shot. Right when the fucking ice storm's coming, when they're breathing fire, you can see it above them. That's a great fucking shot. I have respect for the crew that made this shit happen, because holy fuck. Dude, you know how much budget Lord of the Rings got?
Like $100 million a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This got 15, 20 maybe.
I mean, it looks like a budget Lord of the Rings, so.
Yeah.
It makes sense. HBO should have given him $100 million.
Oh, yeah. Why? Why the fuck did they not?
How long is Two Towers?
2 hours and, well,
it's like three. It's like 3 hours, right?
Yeah.
Like with the director's cut,
cut is 3 hours and 30 minutes.
It's like 3.5 hours, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So how long is season 8? Like 6.5?
Yeah.
So if you gave him $100 million to shoot twice the amount of footage that Lord of the Rings got, you could at least expect something half the quality of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And Lord of the Rings, probably most of the money went to cast, right? Horse rentals. Setting up Weta Digital.
No.
Like, think about Weta Digital didn't exist.
I think it went to special effects, because back then special effects were expensive as shit.
Well, you're also probably right, because the cast, Viggo Mortensen was pretty big, but that's
really?
About it.
He was big before
Well,
Lord
he,
of the
I
Rings?
Guess I shouldn't say he was big, but he was a known actor.
I bet you, and they also probably locked him into contracts for all three movies since they shot him at the same time. Unlike Game of Thrones, they had to redo their contracts after season 4, giving the cast basically like 2 or 3 times more than what they were making.
They should have killed him off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We should have known then.
We don't need 20 people. We need 10.
The Lord of the Rings Battle of Helm's Deep battle scene took over 3.5 months of night shoots to finish. Computer software was created specifically for the scene due to the massive crowds needed. Clocking in at 39 minutes long with a full narrative arc, it is almost a movie within a movie. There's a whole article here about Helm's Deep. I think part of the issue is that Game of Thrones people hyped it up too much.
Yeah, they did.
Because they compared
they really
it to Helm's
did.
Deep.
Yeah.
This is
That was a terrible decision.
Stupid, okay?
Because I think that's why I was so upset.
I agree.
It's
well, they also
this
said...
this is not anywhere near that.
It's also said, I think by a cast member, okay? But they said that this episode will make the Red Wedding look like an appetizer. No one died.
No one died. Do we care about Lyanna Mormont?
I don't care about any of the Mormons.
I wish she got squished.
The only thing I actually like in this show was that Arya did the dirty. Because I like Arya.
Yeah.
Like, I like Arya.
I don't like it, though, because it's just... I like it and I hate it. Because they built it up so much.
Yeah, it's too hype.
For it to be Jon. There's so much connected tissue
right.
with Jon and the fucking Night King. And then he's just like, oh, Arya, you did it? Well.
Who cares about. I don't. Okay, let's run
Arya
through.
Arya did nothing. She wants to kill Cersei. That's her whole. That's
yeah,
her character.
But I still
arc,
like Arya. I still
is
like
when
Arya.
She murders the people who murdered Ned.
Yeah, but I still like Arya.
I do too. That's why I'm split. I like that it happened, but I also don't like that
like,
it was the fucking Night King.
I like when Arya makes jokes. I like when Arya has sex, and I like when Arya stabs people. I like all those things.
It should have. There should have been two ways that the show went. It should have opened the season with a battle
for
Winterfell. They lose and have to move back.
Well, now they're saying that season 5, because of all the internet backlash, now they're saying that season 5, episode 5 is going to be the episode now.
Well, yeah.
That's what they're saying.
It's the next episode directed by the same guy who did this one.
Right.
And he's the battle guy.
Right.
Because they don't hire anyone else.
Right. So we're going to get another episode of kind of nothingness.
Yep.
And then we're going to get... I think we got to go away to
hey,
no expectations.
Hey, you didn't let me finish my goddamn thought.
I'm sorry.
I have so many thoughts. I've been waiting for this fucking show to
hey,
get Band them out.
Hey, Sander, what's up, man?
Because Britt is having none of this because she fucking loved it, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
All right. They should have started the show off with the battle. They lose. Siri, shut up.
She just said excellent.
They lose, they move back, something happens, they deal with Cersei down there, and then they come back.
Down there.
Or they start off, which they couldn't do this because they broke through the wall at the end of season 7, but they start off dealing with fucking Cersei, and then they had the big old ice battle.
A lot of people bring up the fact that they couldn't do that because of logistics and travel, but I have a meme for that as well. I think it's one of the best memes I've ever seen, to be honest. We have to wait for it to do a full cycle. Where did I do with it? What did I do with it here? Is it pause? Okay, we're just gonna have to let it pause, and then we'll show the audience when it's over. You can get a good look at it here.
I'm not gonna look at it.
Okay, don't look. All right, don't look.
Is it a long?
Okay, here it goes. No, it's over. All right, here you go. So this is traveling in Game of Thrones. Is how it works. You want me to go to Winterfell to fight for the Starks? And then he looks at whatever her name is, and then she says go. And then he pauses the game. He goes down the map. And then he mouses up to Winterfell, selects fast travel. And then it loads up Winterfell. And then he's there at Winterfell. Because how did he... I didn't even think about that, but yeah. He went from outside King's Landing to Winterfell in the amount of time the Night King walked 6 inches, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it took him 10 minutes episode time to get to Winterfell, and it took 2 episodes for the Night King to get from the Wall to Winterfell. Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of things just happen because of
plot.
There's
a whole bunch of fucking teleportation in this show now.
And I think it's summed up in this image for me.
A lot. Yep.
Like, I think that they ran out of source material, and they're just trying to get things done because they know they have to happen. Like, Theon has to be at Winterfell. So,
yeah.
Let's put him there. You know?
And clearly, Taylor, we learned last night, dead people don't move slow. They move in fucking waves when they need to.
Well, yeah, they can move in waves until the people are dead, and then they're main characters, and then they move really slow. And they also move in mobs until they're in libraries, and then they move really by themselves to let people sneak around. It's just plot, dude. It's just plot.
Dude, when
we're triggering Taylor. I'm sorry, Taylor. And Britt.
Said in that goddamn end of the episode that we needed to break up the monotony of the battle. I wanted to stab them in their fucking necks.
Yeah. I agree. Stupid.
Like, you don't have to break up shit if you do it well.
I agree.
Oh, it frustrates the shit out of me,
man. Do you think part of the problem is that we saw Endgame the night before?
It does not help.
It's got to be part of the problem.
It does not help.
That we just saw one of the greatest battles. But let's just take the movie out of it. We saw one of the biggest battles of all time with dozens of main characters.
And perfectly balanced, in my opinion.
Yes, everyone got
Also, you
time.
Got to see the bad guy be bad and
he
actually
did.
Do shit.
Yeah, I wish the Night King did something. Like,
I wish Jon and him had like a little thing.
I don't care if Jon gets whooped.
Yeah, whoop him. I don't give a fuck.
You're going to say today to the God of Death if you don't stop. Taylor, please, your blood pressure. Just type rebuttal.
Here.
You can type it in all caps
real quick,
if you want.
Real quick. Tell me if this sounds any sort of likely. I'm going off the seat of my pants, so if it ends up dumb, don't blame me.
Okay.
So Jon, when he's staring down the Night King and the Night King doesn't do his arm fucking thing, Jon's running at him. They fucking fight for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then he gets like cut in the back like Finn did. Just cut. He's about to die. Night King's standing over him, about ready to kill him. And then Jorah shows the fuck up and is like, ting! And then fights him while Daenerys shows up and she's like, oh God, Jorah, Jon! She takes care of Jon. Jorah's over there fucking dealing with the Night King. She gets him away from him. And then the Night King just stabs the shit out of him.
Hey, how about this? How about this instead?
Dude.
No,
anything would have been better!
A simplified version of what you're saying.
What's up?
Jon runs, attacks the Night King, they have a quick battle, okay? Dragon comes, breathes fire onto the Night King. Night King walks out. Jon can't stand near the fire, so that's how they get separated. What about that? What about that?
Show the Night King do anything.
I could have been the Night King. I mean, he would have been slightly overweight, but I could have been the Night King. Because all he does is this.
The stunt coordinator, right?
No.
He's the stunt coordinator for a lot of the major fights. The big fight with the guy with... you'll probably not remember, but the guy with the 2 swords in front of the tower when it's young Ned and he's going to try and find his sister.
Okay, I remember the scene.
Yeah, he trained that fight with all the other guys going
around.
So
we got a guy that knows how to do sword fights and he just stands?
Yep.
All right, well, he just wanted a break. We're doing good, Bandstander, except for Colby, who I think is dying.
I'm having a heart attack. Okay, now... I'm leading this again.
Okay.
To my theory that would make this...
The Sword of the Morning.
Better.
Yes.
Bran was doing fucking something.
Dude, he was bird watching.
No.
Yes.
He was doing something.
You're leading yourself to disappointment.
I know.
You're going to come up with a theory have time to realize. They have three episodes left.
I know. They need to do a flashback of the battle this next episode when it's slow to show what the fuck Bran was doing. That he, like, manipulated events. He is the Lord of Light. He set fire to the fucking trench.
No.
He, I don't know, does things that lead Arya to get to where she needs to be to stab the guy with the dagger.
I would honestly like to have a conversation with Taylor. Like, face to face, not you, because you're going to yell at her.
Yeah.
But I would like to honestly, because I am not a super Game of Thrones fan. I'm honestly curious. Why, if she's, I guess I should ask, why aren't you upset that Bran did nothing? Why aren't you upset that
the dragons
disappeared? After all this hype for the Dothraki horde, they die immediately. Why aren't you upset that, yeah, the dragons disappeared when that was their major enemy?
That the Long Night lasted literally a night?
Yes. Like, why, like, I would like to know, what about the episode? Because I find it impossible to believe anyone can't criticize the dragons disappearing. Dothraki Horde, I could argue that away, okay? They didn't know what they were up against, so, you know, they died. Show of force. I got it, okay? Dragons disappearing? That I don't understand. And I don't know how someone, even if you know the details of the book, because anytime I complain about something, like, I didn't like I don't care at all about Theon, you know? And my chat starts roasting me because Theon's apparently one of the greatest characters, the histories of the books. Okay, take your word for it. Like, I get that. They can have their own opinions. I don't understand why the dragons disappearing doesn't bother people. Because I thought the dragons being in the show in the first place was part of the reason we only got 6 episodes.
No, it's the cast.
I don't understand. It was a long night, not the long nights. Leaks?
And see,
you live in Stardew Valley?
That's a great joke. I appreciate the joke. But the long night was literally a generation-long winter.
Yeah.
A generation. That's 100 years.
How'd they go away the first time, man?
Azor Ahai.
Who's that?
A guy with a fucking burning sword who Jon was supposed to be.
Oh,
or
kill the Night
Beric
King in the
was
first
supposed
place?
To be. Yes. He was the chosen Lord of Light servant that brought an end to the Long Night, and he was supposed to reappear again, because this is a redoing of the Long Night, and no, it's Arya.
Why, okay, why is the...
It's Arya.
Why is it a redoing?
Because the reason why they call it the Long Night in the first place is because the White Walkers, that was the first time that the White Walkers came
Did they come back?
Great question, we'll never know.
Okay.
Because the show doesn't want to answer it.
Well, they have prequels.
Yeah, and if they're setting up for that, I could care the fuck less.
No, you're going to watch it 100%. No,
will not.
You will.
Don't care.
You will.
You burn me.
What do you mean?
You burn me with 10 fucking seasons of a great show to end it like a crock of dog shit.
Oh my God. They're setting it up for the prequels. They've already confirmed they have a Children of the Force prequel.
Oh, I don't give a fuck.
I think on this show, I literally asked you, what if this season sucks? Will you still watch the prequels? And you said, hell yes.
Well, that was before they burned me. I might as well have been the Night King. Lit up with the fucking dragon fire.
You know, but he came out and he smiled.
Yeah,
you did
not
come out
Night
smile.
King. I'm not the Night King.
No,
I'd get burned alive.
You're like
why didn't he get burned alive?
He's too cold, dude.
I'm so fucking salty about this show.
He's too cold, man.
I have rewatched the end. Seriously, when that music starts playing, that's literally the only saving grace of this goddamn episode.
The music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it started playing, the end of that, great. Perfectly paced. I liked it.
Well, that's the part that some would say that's the part that matters, though.
Great.
Even though Jorah was fighting during that point and there was no dragon to help him?
That was great, because Dany was like, oh, you're going to die here. Like, she gets worried. Emilia Clarke's acting was great.
Yeah, but why isn't there a dragon?
John yelled at a dragon. It was fucking fantastic.
Why isn't there a dragon
he's,
with
he's
Jorah?
Getting fucking whites off him, man. I don't know.
Why
he's
can't
burning
he,
other whites around.
Why can't he just shoot a fireball in front of his face and fly through it like in How to Train Your Dragon?
Because they're not as nimble as a fucking night Night
they
Fury.
They should get Night Furies then.
Well, they don't have those.
Well,
this
I went
isn't
and saw,
the same show.
I saw How to Train Your Dragon, Hidden World, and there's a lot of dragons down there. They should probably just grab a couple of
those. It's a much better fucking movie than this goddamn show.
It is. I really like How to Train Your Dragon,
too.
Dude. It's really good. We're idiots, but I can tell you're very passionate about this. I wish that I could...
No, you burn me. If you had the audacity to compare that episode to Helm's Deep, I will burn you with a fiery passion that no dragon can muster. All right? Not even close.
I'm trying to find if there's actually a quote. And if there is, who said it? April 23rd, 2019. Game of Thrones... I shouldn't have clicked.
This is
I shouldn't have clicked.
Why
Vox.
Are you on Vox?
I'm sorry. I know that this thing sucks. Sapochnik told EW Entertainment Weekly prior to filming.
They didn't say it's gonna.
That he studied an extremely famous and infamous long battle sequence in order to prepare for one scene, and scene, by the way, spelled S E E N. That's the type of journalism we get from Vox. Seen this Sunday's episode, Helm's Deep, the nearly 40-minute clash at the climax of the Lord of the Rings Two Towers. Okay. So he didn't compare it to the Two Towers. He just alluded to it, that he happened to be watching Helm's Deep for inspiration.
No, he looked at it for reference on how to film a battle at this scale.
If I say that when I do my streams, I listen to Howard Stern to study how he does it, I don't think people come to me expecting Howard Stern, right? I think that's on us. But they didn't do anything to temper it. But of course, they're not going to come out and be like, "It's not going to be Helm's Deep, guys." Like they're gonna let the hype train go.
Shouldn't have even mentioned it.
They shouldn't have.
The fucking Sapochnik guy has did not do this episode justice.
I don't know.
Maybe he did.
Hey, Chris,
I
what's
just
up?
Couldn't fucking see it.
Well, let's just watch How to Train Your Dragon next Sunday. Let's watch one next Sunday. How to Train Your Dragon 2 Sunday after. How to Train Your Dragon 3 following one.
We'll be much happier.
Yeah, I agree. It's better entertainment. And then we can next week after that, we'll just binge the 3 Game of Thrones back to back to back. You think that maybe also might be the problem, is that we're watching them with a week in between? That we build up the hype ourselves?
Yeah, it's their fucking fault.
Yeah.
For coming out with a weekly.
That's what I'm saying. So
just release
if we waited and watched it, six episodes, like we just took a Sunday and we watched 6 episodes at once. We just watched 8 hours of
There's
Game of Thrones.
No way
think it'd
we
be better?
Could avoid the spoilers.
Yeah, we could.
No.
Yeah, we could.
No.
You'd just not be on the internet.
Yeah, no, I need to be on the internet.
No, you don't.
I do.
No.
I'm bored a lot, man. I need to be on the internet.
You got work to do.
I don't.
I'll give you some work.
I don't like work. You know what I like better than work?
Reading on the internet?
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, well. Just don't care about spoilers, then.
No, you need to. Shut up. We're watching the episodes when they come out, goddammit.
You'd still be disappointed. Well, it's too late. We've already started watching them. Can't do it now. It's too late. Oh, my sweet God.
What in the... Who? Yeah, you do. Like the salt. I'll give you more of it. I could go at this for days.
Logan, thank you for the $15 tip.
Man.
Yeah, he's probably trying to chat. We're in 24 hours. We're in 24 hours. Followers only mode.
Why'd you do that?
Well, because it prevents trolls from coming.
What
at
if
us.
He comes in as like Sean Ranklin, man? Here's $15.
That's why it's in 24-hour mode, man. Mm-hmm. It's the whole point. He could chat Sunday. Thank you, Logan. Appreciate it. I like the salt too. I've tried to temper my salt. You have clearly leaned fully into it.
Well, it doesn't help that I watched a whole bunch of hate videos on this episode right before I came over.
Oh, no. Like, why would you do this?
Oh, because I want
to
know that
my opinion on the fire?
Is not alone.
So you did the classic blunder of all blunders, and you went onto the internet and you searched your opinion.
No, I didn't.
And you
search
found
for it
people
at all.
YouTube agree with
was
you.
Like, you will probably like this,
and you did.
I did.
Did you search positive things about the show?
No.
Okay.
Fuck no.
Okay. All right. Acid
I only
Cat,
like to hear the hate.
Acid Cat says, "Do you think the uprising of binge watching has killed episodic TV shows?" No, I think it's in, well. I guess it depends on what you mean. Do you mean that episodic TV no longer exists, or do you mean that watching TV a week at a time,
that one,
that's dead,
what she means.
And it should be dead? Okay, I should be able to watch a season of television.
But the hype will not live that long.
The only reason that episodic television exists is because of commercials. They needed to put more commercials into TV shows, so they spread them out over months. That's the only reason episodic TV shows exist. It's the only reason.
And to post, like,
no, because
more time.
There is plenty of, you know what, Stranger Things. You think there's a lack of hype for that?
Yeah.
I don't.
I could give a shit less.
I know you don't care, but you know it exists.
I mean, I completely agree.
There's so many hyped up shows.
It should be done. Commercials should just stick to YouTube. That's it. Everyone should move over to streaming platforms.
I want to say something, but it's going to hurt Acid, so I won't say it.
I don't know, man.
It's about me not watching What We Do in the Shadows again.
Well, you fucked up.
I mean, I didn't say it.
Is that the same Vox article that you clicked on, or is that another
Vox
article?
That's another one.
What's that?
We're not going to get to that.
Come on.
I don't want to talk about that. I want to. If we got time for something else, I want to watch the Sonic the Hedgehog trailer, because I haven't seen it. Have you seen it? I haven't seen it. And I don't know how I've lived on the internet this long, I haven't said. Okay, so Acid, Tuesday, I couldn't stream because my power went out a lot, and so I didn't stream. So what I did was like four loads of laundry, and while I was putting the laundry away, it took about an hour and a half to put all the laundry away, I was like, you know, this would be a great time for me to watch What We Do in the Shadows.
If you have no power?
No, I had power. I just didn't stream because the power kept going off, and so my computer would restart.
Okay.
So I was like, this would be a great time. I literally thought this. I'm like, this would be a great time for me to watch What We Do in the Shadows. But I'm like, I don't really feel like watching that right now because I feel like it's going to require me to pay attention. So instead, I watch Pierce Brosnan's Goldeneye.
What the fuck? That's a terrible decision. I already know.
And then I was like, I'm not going to tell Acid that. She won't have any. She'll have no way of knowing that I had time to watch the movie where I was a captive in my room and I didn't watch it. Instead, I watched Goldeneye.
Disappointing.
Which is so bad.
You are the worst, you know.
It's so bad. Have you seen that movie recently?
No.
It's so bad.
No, I bet.
The puns. Okay, the lady who plays Dark Phoenix, the OG Dark Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
She plays the bad girl in that movie, Xena Onatopp. Yeah.
Onatopp?
Xena Onatopp. Yeah, he makes a she's an Onatopp of things remark as well. Yes. And there's literally a part in the movie where she slaughters a bunch of scientists in a satellite launch facility, and one of them climbs up into the vent to hide, and she shoots the vent, and she goes, "I'm sorry, I had to ventilate someone."
Wow.
There's about eight puns that bad in that movie, and it takes itself very seriously. But Sean Bean's in it, and he dies twice in that movie. So
twice?
He dies at the beginning, but it's a fake death, and then he dies again at the end when James Bond kills him.
Oh my god.
Sean Bean dies twice in that movie. What a legend, dude.
The man likes to die.
He loves to die. I think I read a post on Reddit today that they won a National Treasure 3, like just an opinion poll, not that Disney's making it.
Mm-hmm.
But National Treasure, fun movies, right?
Did he die in that?
No. But people were saying National Treasure 3, and then a plot synopsis was Nicolas Cage teams up with Sean Bean's character because it's been about 12 years. He's been in jail. You know, he can get out of jail. They team up to do something else. Call it International Treasure. They steal something from some other country. And then at the end, Sean Bean dies. Brilliant. That movie basically makes itself.
Nick Cage ain't doing nothing soon. He's drunk and singing in bars.
He is,
man.
Singing in bars. Purple rain, purple rain.
I didn't see it. I've only seen the picture of him in the bar.
Well, you just heard it because that's exactly what it sounds like.
Gotcha.
Acid, You don't need to compliment me. I feel bad about what I did. Like, I felt so bad about it, I had to
get it off my chest.
Sorry it hurt
you.
Also,
my hair did not look nice at the beginning of this episode.
No. No, it didn't. I'm sorry, Acid. I'm sorry. Let's watch this. Because I honestly haven't seen this, and I've seen the memes, clearly. I know that Sonic is horrifying.
He is.
But I haven't actually seen it. So, I didn't know Jim Carrey's in this either.
He is.
Okay. It's very loud right now. For no reason. 760 miles an hour, huh? I don't think those things actually work that well, right?
I don't think they can go up that high. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Is this Gangster's Paradise?
Yeah, it is. Like, that was the only scene Sonic looked like Sonic. The rest is terrifying.
And to be honest, he doesn't even really look like Sonic. Like, look at his creepy hands. Like, this? Why is he a long boy? Like, it looks like someone took Sonic and did this.
Gotta go fast.
You know that's John Ralphio?
20 minutes ago, an energy surge knocked out power across the entire Pacific Northwest. This needs someone who can figure out exactly what we're dealing with.
Why do we have super realistic or super futuristic trucks?
We have no choice.
What the?
Are you in charge here?
Yes, I am.
Nope!
My
wrong. I'm in charge.
Allow me to clarify. In a sequentially ranked hierarchy based on level of critical importance, the disparity between us is too vast to quantify. Agent Stone?
The doctor thinks you're basic.
Listen, pal, I don't know if you realize
I'm sorry, Major. What was your name?
Benny.
Nobody cares!
This is clearly for children, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they made, like, a Nickelodeon kids movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it's... We're the people who like Sonic. Because they haven't made a good Sonic game in 20 years.
Yeah.
So it's our age group that likes Sonic.
I don't know who this movie is for. No idea.
SFPD!
Oh, my God, is that... It's more horrific than the memes.
Meow?
Ah! Come on.
Okay, pal.
Did he just get tranquilizered?
Yeah.
So he can run 760 miles an hour, but Trank Dart gets him in the leg?
Oh, yeah. You'll have a scene here in a little bit that will completely disprove that he could have just dodged that.
Basically, it looks like I'm going to have to save your planet.
Like that right there? Okay, Bandstander. We're just old, then.
Thank you for asking.
Uh-oh.
Whatever this creature is, our job is to secure it, neutralize it, see what makes it tick.
That scene.
Yeah, where he dodged the missiles.
Look at this. I took 9 million steps today.
Like, that's way faster than 720 miles an hour, man.
That part was pretty cool. Okay.
Stay in there and be quiet. How much longer? I can't breathe in here.
Do you have your child in that bag?
No. I mean, yes, it's a child, but it's not mine.
It's not your child.
It smells like body spray in an old ham sandwich.
Okay, so the movie itself, it looks like it skews younger. But it doesn't look that bad. If you take out the nightmare fuel that is Sonic's whole body and
face.
Looks
like fucking shit.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know, man.
I've never seen that. I'm also not a fan of Sonic, so.
It doesn't look atrocious.
It was by the people who made Fast and Furious.
Okay, Hobbs and Shaw is going to be the greatest movie of all
time. It might be. You never know.
But they didn't say, but Hobbs and Shaw is made by
Avengers, a letdown. Game of Thrones, bullshit.
Avengers Hobbs isn't a letdown. Shaw. No.
Oh my god.
But
man.
When they showed that trailer before Avengers, I knew that Avengers was going to be great. The greatness started for me when Hobbs and Shaw trailer started.
Well, you got a lot of bad guys behind that door.
The Rock's in there yawning. So funny, dude.
Are you trolling? You better be fucking trolling.
No, dude, I'm super happy about that movie. I can't wait to see it. Oh, and Godzilla. Dude, Mothra, dude. I'm so ready for Mothra.
I'm so done with your opinions. I used to respect your movie critiques. Now I don't know.
Dude, it's okay to like Joy.
No, it's
okay?
not. It's especially not when it's Hobbs and Shaw and goddamn Godzilla fighting a moth.
You watched Death Race.
Yeah, when I was 15. Are you 15?
You still say it's okay.
Are you fucking 15, man?
Why are you spitting on me?
I don't know. I felt like I've been doing it a lot because I've been screaming. And no, Acid, I didn't mean it when I said it.
Avengers not a letdown. Avengers great.
I was just speaking.
Me caveman.
I was just speaking as a caveman in today's time, being like, I didn't like Avengers. Game of Thrones sucked. But that fucking Hobbs and Shaw movie.
Game of Thrones, mediocre. It sucked because we overhyped it. Endgame lived up to all expectations, possibly past them. Mm-hmm. Hobbs and Shaw, Oscar winner. Jesus. Best picture.
Jesus
Christ. Mothra, best actor. Godzilla.
Is it time to play games yet?
We can play games, man. You know you're playing a scary game, right?
Let's keep talking. What else you got?
I don't even know if I have anything really interesting to show you. I do have this. I wanted to rub this, I think, in Britt's face. I couldn't remember if it was you or Britt. But the Russos did a Q&A, and a little bit of spoilers. A little bit of spoilers here. If you haven't seen Endgame yet, it's a spoiler. But you could end the show now. Like, if you're listening on audio and you don't want to be spoiled, end the show. If you're watching live, take a five-minute break. Okay. Did Captain America's action at the end affect the timeline? Does that mean that there was a time where two Captain Americas existed in the same universe?
Mm-hmm.
And the Russos said, Captain America's action at the end wasn't the fact that he wanted to change anything. It's more like he has made a choice. He chose to go back to the past and lived with the one he loved for the rest of his life. The time travel in this movie created an alternate reality. He lived in a completely different life in that world. We don't know how exactly his life turned out, but I'd like to believe he still helped many others. And when they were needed in that world, yes, there were two Captain Americas in that reality. It's just like what Hulk said. What happened in the past has already happened. If you go back to the past, you simply created a new reality. The characters in this movie created a new timeline when they went back to the past, but it had no effect to the Prime Universe. What happened in the past 22 movies was still canon.
Okay, that confused me. No, because you can't say everything that happened in the past has already happened and then say that he's in a different universe.
He's in a different universe.
So then how is he back in this universe at the end when he comes back as an old man?
Because Tony's suit can jump between times. Each Endgame's plot, is it a parallel universe or a closed time loop? Nope, it's not a time loop. Both Ancient One and Hulk were right. You can't change the future by simply going back to the past, but it's possible to create a different alternate future. It's not butterfly effect. Every decision you have made in the past could potentially create a new timeline. For example, the old Cap at the end of the movie, he lived his married life in a different universe from the main one. He had to make another jump back to the main universe at the end to give the shield to Sam.
Okay.
So my theory about Tony Stark's suit jumping between time and space is correct. It can go between realities as well as time.
So, in this situation, based on what that says, the Hulk going back and talking to fucking bald lady, that had already happened
in that universe.
All the movies we've already seen.
No. That is a whole different Battle of New York in a whole different universe.
So every time you go to the past, it creates a new universe?
Yes. Because, you change anything.
I don't think that makes any sense.
If you change...
So then what, there is no Prime Universe then?
The Prime Universe is the Prime... there's not, no. But the Prime Universe is the one we're watching. That's what they mean. Everyone's Prime Universe is the universe they're living in. So our Prime Universe is this one, but there's a universe where Seth is skinny and Colby is fat, and that's their Prime Universe. It's also the universe
I wish I could jump to. There is one... There is the one universe that all 20 of these movies, 22 movies of these have been in.
Yes.
So, did Hulk go back in time, and that event of him going back and talking to Bald Lady, is that in that universe?
No.
So that created a whole other
universe.
When
he removed the time zone, it created a new universe.
When they went back in time, you're telling me there is a separate universe then that continued on. They didn't go back in time, and the snap just exists.
No, not necessarily.
Well, then you're fucked. No, I'm saying that it did happen. That already had happened in Avengers 1. Like, we didn't see it, but there were two Hulks in that time of the movie that we watched. One was tearing shit up, and one was talking to Baldy. But Captain America went to a separate universe to live his life.
Here's how it works. There is one universe until something changes, okay? So the idea is that Battle of New York's the wrong example because that's the one they messed up. Because Tony Stark dropped the Tesseract and Loki jumped out. So it's messed up. Let's use Thor Dark World, okay? Because they went in.
Even then that's technically changed because they took something. They went back.
No, because
there.
They went back.
So no, they still went back there. That's why I'm saying the event had it all. It always happened. Whether we saw it or not in those movies, had already happened.
Yes.
This is the first time we're seeing it.
But it may not have happened
but
in the universe, the movie we
universe.
Watched.
Yeah, no, that's where I'm being like, no, you fucking bitch. It's...
Here's how it works, okay?
No. I'm trying to think of an example. I can't...
Sorcerer
off
Supreme
the top of my head.
Shoots a big old thing down New York. Remember that?
Yes.
She goes, here's the timeline. If you pluck the thing... Separate timeline goes off.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is that Cap is supposed to come back. As soon as they pluck it, he puts it back in. Like nothing ever changed.
Right.
That was the plan. And so what that means is that prime universe...
So by doing that, then going back in time does not automatically...
Correct.
...split a universe.
Only if something completely different happens.
Right. So then Cap, no matter what, even if they fucked up New York, he goes back, fixes that fuck up.
Right.
Which is... Gonna be interesting to see how they play off that Loki, because that really seemed like a
that
good
would might take
spin-off
place in a different universe
to Loki happening.
Yeah.
But see, that's what I'm saying. So the one universe that are all of these movies, they did go back in time.
Yes.
That was already in what we saw in the Avengers, and then Cap fixes it
depending,
so it doesn't pluck it out.
Right.
So literally in Avengers 1. There's Supreme. There are two Hulks at the same time.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was trying
to
resolve.
Depending on the timing.
But Cap's journey back in time to live his life.
Because he decided to live there that
changed
the past
something.
So much that it's an alternate
so it's
reality.
A different,
yes.
Okay.
But the old
that
Cap is still in the
sense.
Ice, just down there forever, I guess.
In...
Right, because the...
In his new universe?
And the theory is when he crashes the plane... That's when Cap went back to it. He's like, I survived! And then he marries Peggy. And Ice Cap is just in the ice the whole time.
See, that's messed up.
Because why would they look for him if there's no Cap?
Right,
but that's all speculation. We don't know that. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the fun is that they could technically make shows and things based off that theory.
That's completely fucked. I like it better that there is one fucking timeline.
Well, there is.
And there can be copies of you. There could be 2, 3, 4, 5 copies of you, depending on when you go back to.
Yeah.
But they all exist in the same universe.
Yes, but their version of timeline isn't that way. Because they don't want...
Up.
Because then they say specifically it's not the butterfly effect, which means that Tony Stark accidentally kicking a rock over here means that, now a Chitauri flipped on that rock and a gun fell on its back and it accidentally shot Cap in the back.
Well, it doesn't need to be that goddamn complicated, but yeah,
well, that's
no,
what
it
they're
would be
saying.
A little different. Like, Cap could go through his entire life that we did not know about throughout these entire 22 movies of living with Peggy.
Yeah.
And not affect what we've already seen.
Correct. Because everything that he changed...
There could be a version of that.
In that universe...
But no, they said that, no, it's a separate universe.
Yes, in that universe...
That just complicates the whole time
in
travel.
In that universe,
there.
He could save Bucky, and it wouldn't change our universe.
Right.
In his universe, he stopped 9/11, doesn't save our... Or it doesn't change our universe. In his universe, he could go eat a burrito and get fat. Doesn't change our universe.
That's fucked.
But if he jumps to our universe... And then stabs Falcon in the gut, and then jumps back to his universe, that changes our universe. But it also splits, technically, another universe, one where that didn't happen, mm-hmm. and one where it did. depending on if that point in time had already existed.
God damn it. Okay.
Don't talk about time travel.
Nope. Okay. That hurts my
heart. Are we done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we done. All right. So, yeah. Bandstander. What's Pluey? I don't know what that is, Bandstander. Send it to us on Sunday, because we got to play games. We got to play games.
Let's play games,
Let's
man.
Play games. I'm amazed you made it this far.
I know.
Is the rage kept your bladder from bugging you? Is that what's happening? I think so. Guys, thanks so much for watching. What's happening? What are you doing?
Typing Game of Thrones.
Okay. I thought you didn't want Game of Thrones.
Shut up.
Oh, are you looking for the new song?
Yes.
Can't do it. It'll crash iTunes. Sorry.
What?
Yeah, I can't go to the store, remember?
No, I don't remember that. Don't you have Apple Music?
Yeah, it crashes. If I click browse, iTunes will crash and I have to unplug my Ethernet cord and open it in order to get it back up. I could do it. I would have to do it over here on this computer, add it in, and then it would show up. What's the name of it?
Night King.
This is going to be really, really lame, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Real sad.
This is how we're ending the show. How am I supposed to do a hyped intro over this? Oh my god! Now we're all deaf! Can you give me more than a minute? Like, can we go like here? Is this okay?
Sure.
Okay. Guys, thanks so much for listening to the show. If you're watching live on Twitch, don't go anywhere. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. Colby is going to continue playing Resident Evil 2, a game that frightens him and makes us all fill with joy at his fear. Thank you very much for voting for it. Appreciate you. If you're watching or if you're listening on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or Spotify, thank you for listening. We'll be back Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central European time for more fun, more thrills, and it's going to be weird. We're actually going to do like a regular show Sunday. Like no reviews or anything. It's strange. But yeah, everything's at SethTheColby.com. Merch, social media links, all the links to download the podcast, all the VODs on Twitch if you want to get those. Otherwise, we'll see you in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you want me to continue padding so we get to the end of this?
I mean, you got a minute, bro.
I mean, I could do a minute?
Go for it.
I mean, I feel like I shouldn't promote for a minute.
Do it. Why not?
Can we just let the glory
happen?
It's
about to drop out here in a second.
Oh.
Like, really small. But then it's going to come back with like more.
How many times have you listened to this?
So many. Like, bad many. Like, there's a 30-minute loop on YouTube that I listen to constantly. Ready? This is when he's standing over Bran just staring at him.
It is Bandstander. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Stamp. He's going for a sword.
We'll see you in 5 minutes. All right. Thanks everybody, for listening. We'll be back.
Thanks, guys.